चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमरूपकदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परीजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम्। राधाकृष्णापादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीककान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम राम। नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पदाय भूतलेश्वरि भक्ति विनाशकारिणे। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी विचारिणे निर्विशेषिणे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्टगी। बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस टू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अंटू नारायणी द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyas Devadyatar, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavat, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text 13. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. सता त्रिंशत् वर्षा सहस्रम् सहस्र क्षिति मण्डलम् भोगे पुण्य क्षयम् కూరవాన్ అభోగేర్ అశుభ క్షయం. సత్రింషద్వర్షసహస్రం సాశాశతి మండలం భోగై పుణ్యాక్షం కుర్వా అవోగ్యేర్ అశుభాక్షయం. షత్రిమేషద్వర్షసహస్రం సహస్రాశతి మండలం భోగై పుణ్యాక్షయం కుర్వాన్ అవోగ్యే అశుభాక్షయం. మాతాజీ సత్రిమిషాత్ 36 వర్ష ఇయర్స్ సహస్రం 1000 సహస్ర రూల్డ్ క్షితిమండలం ది అర్త్ ప్లానెట్ భోగే బై ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ పుణ్య ఆఫ్ రియాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ పైస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ క్షయం డిమినూషన్ కురవాన్ డూయింగ్ అభోగే బై ఆస్టారిటీస్ అశుభ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఆస్పీషియస్ రియాక్షన్స్ క్షయం డిమినూషన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ రూల్డ్ ఓవర్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్ for 36,000 years. He diminished the reactions of pious activities by enjoyment and by practicing austerities. He diminished inauspicious reactions. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Saranarvind, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, Founder Charya of Great ISKCON. That Dhruva Maharaj ruled over the planet for 36,000 years means that he was present in the Satya Yuga. Because in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. In the next Yuga, Treta people used to live for 10,000 years. And in the next Yuga, the maximum duration of life is 100 years. Next Yuga, Dwapara, for 1,000 years. In the present age, the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life is 100 years. With the change of the Yugas, the duration of life and memory, the quality of kindness and all other good qualities diminish. There are two kinds of activities, namely pious and impious. By executing pious activities, one can gain facilities for higher material enjoyment. But due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. A devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or affected by distress. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvise Shunyavadi Pashchata Desatarane. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, very, very important point here to note. Actually, I myself cannot understand the intensity of Srila Prabhupada stressing so much on devotional service. Here, Prabhupada, every page in his books you read, intensity is there. It's very intense about the devotional service. These pious and impious activities are not good. In the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying that Shane Pune Mrituloke Vishanti. When we accumulate pious activities, we go to the heavenly planet. And when those pious activities are finished, back to this material world. That's not very intelligent to go to the heavenly planet. Of course, it is gross ignorance, foolishness to go to the hellish planet. It's very much suffering there. So, as Prabhupada has mentioned here, devotee is not interested in going to the heavenly planet or enjoyment. Of course, devotee is great. He is only interested in serving the Lord. Unalloyed devotional service, unmotivated and uninterrupted. This is the highest understanding. Why the devotees are very dear to Sri Krishna? Because they have the highest understanding. Like we were talking about the book distribution. Devotee, what's your name? Wow, you have a very good name, Prem Sanketan. You're doing. Jaisa naam, vaisa kaam. Your name means you're distributing books. It's wonderful. So, why once enjoy when he does something selflessly? Like book distribution, selfless service. Actually, Prabhupada gave us the selfless service from the very beginning. Very beginning. And he was so powerful. Because of his purity, he stressed very much. If you people don't mind, I'd like to read one quote from Srila Prabhupada. And I hope you will understand this quote of Srila Prabhupada. But His Divine Grace is saying, without any prejudice, I am reading this quote because I feel that this is very, very important. This is from Atmal Krishna Maharaj's diary, April 28th, page 16, if you want to have a look to the diary. Srila Prabhupada spoke very strongly about our society in the last days. Prabhupada, very strongly about our society. Not existing for the purpose of sense gratification. This was in connection with paying salaries to devotees and supplying special facilities for grihasthas. Prabhupada stressed that Krishna consciousness meant vairagya. One who was not interested yet in developing vairagya could not be maintained by the society. Otherwise, the whole institution would become weakened. If grihasthas were rendering essential service, the temple could provide living facilities, but they had to work voluntarily, not for salaries. Actually, this is the principle of devotional service. Devotional service, Prabhupada is stressing so much. See, Prabhupada left Vrindavan at the age of 70. When he landed here, he was 70 years old. Why? He came here to make money like all Indians come here to make money? No. He is rendering unalloyed devotional service to Guru, Gauranga and Krishna. No motivation, no interruption. This is the vivid example Srila Prabhupada set himself. He came in such a difficult situation. No friends practically, no money, $7. What is the value of $7 in this country? 70 years old, elderly person. People won't leave the Vrindavan when they, grow 50. If somebody is in Vrindavan more than we say, I can die at any moment. But no, devotee just to please the Lord, because this is very pleasing to the Lord. Our mission is to help others. Help ourselves and to help others. And others can only be helped if we can become devotee. And then we can be instrumental to inspire others to become devotee. Not otherwise. Not by some material gain we can help anybody. No. That is a temporary help. Prabhupada, people believe in this charity and philanthropic work. What is this? Prabhupada said, okay, you give some medicine to a sick man, but then he is going to become sick again. You give food to a hungry man, he's going to become hungry again. But you give him Krishna consciousness. My dear such and such, you are suffering because of the lack of Krishna consciousness. You have these problems because you are not devotee of Krishna. So you can solve once for all the problems you can solve if you render unalloyed devotional service to Sri Krishna. And see Prabhupada's power. When he was here, he made us to do work for him like a crazy person, like a madman. Why? Because he was mad for Krishna. And this madness is very rare. Lord Chaitanya was mad. He is Krishna in the role of his own devotee. He is mad, all the time mad, thinking of Krishna. Very rare soul can be mad for Krishna. This is what Prabhupada gave us. Prabhupada gave us this unalloyed devotional service. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. See here what he is saying. There is very nice quoting in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakalere ashant. Bhukti, those who want enjoyment, sense enjoyment, mukti, liberation. Like this Vedantis are those who follow the Jnana Marga. The mark of knowledge, the path of knowledge. They want mukti. Siddhi. Mystic perfections. Walk on the water. Or to achieve something which is very far. Kami. Full of lusty desires. Their only business is to satisfy their lusty desires. It is mentioned by Lord that sakalere ashant. They are not peaceful. They have no peace. See, Ravana is a vivid example. So many other examples are there in the scripture. హిరణాకశ హిరణ్యకశిపు శిశుపాల్ జరసంధ దంతభక్ర కుంభకర్ణ అండ్ దిస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ కంస సో మెనీ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ దేవర్ ఆఫ్టర్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ అండ్ దుర్యోధన జస్ట్ బిఫోర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కలియుగ యు నో హి వాంటెడ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ కింగ్డమ్ ఎంజాయ్ బట్ దేవర్ నాట్ పీస్ఫుల్ రావణ హి హాస్ సో మెనీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ క్వీన్స్ సో మెనీ his own wife at the head of the queens you know what he called Patrani was Mandodari she was very chaste lady wife of a demon but very great lady she is praised in the scripture and see lusty desires are so powerful he wanted to enjoy his own mother whose mother Sita Sita is Jagan Mata she is the mother of the whole world she is the mother of everyone And he kidnapped her. Lusty desire cannot be satisfied. This is a vivid example, you know, given to us by the Lord, by his pastime, by his Leela. So, I should not be after anything of this material world. Like Lord Chaitanya has born, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba jagdish kame. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. Nor do I want to become a big orator. This is the example given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, Mam Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Ohait Kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I only want your causeless devotional service without any cause, no cause. I just want to serve you. This is the highest understanding given by the Supreme Lord himself because he has assumed the mood of Radharani and the mood of Radharani is so great that he gave this most confidential knowledge to the we people of Kali Yuga. We are very fallen in this age of Kali as Prabhupada has described here. Age is reducing, our memory is dull. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya upadrata. We are short memories, short temper. Our lifespan is not very long. Age duration is not very long. And so many difficulties, so many problems, body is suffering. Above all, our mind is always disturbed. We are very unfortunate people. But Lord Chaitanya is trying to make us fortunate and his pure representative Srila Prabhupada is on every page he speaks. Even this is in last days of Prabhupada, April 28th. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 7 months later, Prabhupada left this material world for Golok Vrindavan. Even he is speaking. And I have seen even in the last days, he is correcting us, those lying on the bed. Why Prabhupada was on the bed? Who can answer this question? Why he was suffering? Anybody can answer this question? Yes. Of course. I asked this question to Prabhupada out of my foolishness. I had this, by his mercy, I had this faith that he is a pure devotee. He is not an ordinary Vaishnava, very special. But then I thought, why a pure devotee is sick? I asked this question to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, why you are sick? He was able to sense what I mean, what is behind in my mind. He said, because of you I am sick. He said, very emphatically. I have accepted so many disciples. That's why I am sick. We cannot chant the holy name unless somebody helps us. Why? No, now so many people are not chanting because less people are there to help. Prabhupada helped the whole world. He took our karma because he was so magnanimous, so great, so merciful, so tolerant, so humble, like Lord Nityananda when he is attacked by Madhai. On his forehead is bleeding. He says, it's all right, Madhai. Never mind. Please chant Hare Krishna. Say Hari Bol. He is the Param Guru. He is the giver of Gaurang Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And Prabhupada was same way, you know. He was the, you know, what do you call, mercy incarnation of Lord Nityananda. Very, very tolerant. We should understand, I am not tolerant at all. How much Prabhupada tolerated us? I will give you one little example. One devotee is writing in his offering to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, when early days we came to you in 22nd Avenue, New York, Prabhupada, we are so nonsense. You used to serve us prasadam. And we used to eat prasadam and leave the dirty dishes behind. And you used to wash them. Can you imagine, Prabhupada? This moment is the gift of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, to the whole world. And other than this moment, there is no hope. World has become hopeless because sinful activities are increasing day by day. Only hope is, if me, you, he, she, if we can become devotee by the mercy of Prabhupada, situate myself properly, render unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna, then some purification will take place, then I will be able to situate myself properly, then only I will be able to help others. Otherwise, I am trying to help others where I am myself helpless. It's not possible. It's going on. Many are trying to help others whereas they need the help. But they are just what you call doing this drum of helping others. It's not possible. We cannot be duplicitous. We cannot be cheater. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela Prabhupada is mentioning that a devotee must not be duplicitous. Nobody should be duplicitous. But one who is trying to be a devotee, he must not be duplicitous. To be a duplicitous is called kutinati. It's just like killing the animal. If anybody is any animal killer, how he can be a devotee of the Lord? Animal killing, this kutinati is compared with the animal killing, you know. So, we must be straightforward. I may try to cheat others, but I am not cheating others, I am cheating myself. So, I should be truthful to myself, I should not cheat others. So, Srila Prabhupada is very clearly saying here, otherwise, the whole institution would become weakened. So many people are karmis in this material world. You think there is a lack of karmis? Everybody is more or less karmi. We should not become karmi. We should become devotee. Devotee means, sometimes devotee says, I may be thinking like that, oh, what is going to happen to my security, how I am going to be taken care of. But so many people are suffering in the material world, they have no security. They are trying to take care of themselves, no security. When I have come to the lotus feet of Krishna, why I am worried for my security? Why I am not worried for Krishna? Why I am not worried for this, that, how I can render pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord, who is beyond my sense perception. I cannot perceive the Lord with my blunt materialistic senses. It's not possible. I can only perceive the Lord if my senses are purified. Krishna is the master of the senses. So I have to serve, I have to engage all my senses in the service of the master of the senses, Sri Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uttama. Bhakti. I will just try to please the Supreme Lord. Though to my mind, which is very filthy, dirty, stupid, looks very difficult. How I can do this? It's not possible. The stupid mind is always dragging me down. The stupid mind's business is to take me to hell. Mana eva manushyanam karanam mandan mokshajo. As it is said very clearly by Prahlad Maharaj, mind is our best friend when it is in our control. He is our worst enemy when it is not in our control. So my mind is engaged in the sense enjoyment. He is my worst enemy. But I am seeing so many enemies around. But no, that is the fault of my own mind. This my stupid mind is my enemy. I have no other enemy other than my own mind. vivid example is given by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by Lord Nrisimhadev for benediction, he said, "My Lord, please don't test me. Don't allure me like this, my Lord. I am Asura." See, the humility of a Mahabhagavat. "I am Asura. My family is Asura. My Lord, if you will ask me for something, I may go for this. My Lord, I don't want anything. I just want to serve you. I just want the association of your devotees. My Lord, I don't want anything." But Lord is insisting upon, "No, Prahlad, you suffered so much for me. This is a real devotion. You ask, I want to give you." Je Krishna bhaje sei bada chatur. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna, he is very intelligent. Prahlad Maharaj is a super intelligent because he is a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. He is thinking, Lord is insisting upon for benediction. I must not displease the Lord. He said, "My Lord, if you want to give me something, then kindly forgive my father." Just see, which father was trying to kill him? What was the greatest mistake of Prahlad Maharaj? That he was a devotee to the Lord, Supreme Lord. This was his greatest mistake. To be a devotee is also a mistake. Non-devotees will never appreciate devotees. Because they are gliding down towards hell, they want everybody should follow them. They want everybody should go to hell. They don't want people to go to Krishna. So non-devotees will never appreciate devotees. This is a vivid example of Prahlad Maharaj. And he is saying, "Forgive my father." Then question arises, your father was trying to kill you. He gave you so much trouble. You are asking forgiveness for him. Prahlad Maharaj say, "Who can give trouble to whom? This was my karma. Whatever I suffered, this is a proper understanding. Why I don't have proper understanding? Because I am not devotee. Why I accuse others for so many things? Because I am not devotee. Because my consciousness is not purified. Because I am after sense enjoyment. Because I am after lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, fall. So many defects I have. Because I want dhanam. I want followers. I want beautiful women. I want to become big orator. That's why I am not devotee. That's why all the dirty qualities my mind is filled with." So Prabhupada is requesting all of us. This is his causeless mercy. Ahaituki. Devotees are very, very merciful. Very, very merciful. Thank Srimati Radharani, Gaurang Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna that they gave me the association of their pure devotee. I saw their pure devotee very closely and he stole my heart. Nobody could do this. We are still hanging around for our whole life is finished now. Only because of him. Not by because of anybody else. Because he gave so much love, so much affection. He's so kind, so merciful. We are still hanging around. So, his request to me, you, he, she is that devotee is not interested in sense enjoyment. By executing pious activities, one can gain facilities for higher material enjoyment, but due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. A devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or affected by distress. He doesn't want enjoyment, neither is he affected by distress. I have seen when Prabhupada was so sick, lying on the bed, not able to move, but there's no difference in his consciousness. This is proved. But he said, he means that he is not duplicious. He's a straightforward personality. Straightforward Mahabhagavat. Whatever he's saying, it's like this. He's not telling us to become devotee, whereas he is himself pure devotee. Prabhupada is lying. I have seen him those days. He cannot move even his body, only bones. But you know what he was doing? He was translating. Who can do this? And what translation? Brahma Bimohan Leela. Most difficult subject. Prabhupada is translating Brahma Bimohan Leela. And I was there when Jayadvaita Prabhu, that time he was not sannyasi. Then Pradyumna Prabhu and some other devotees, our God brother Pradyumna used to do the Sanskrit and And he is speaking in Prabhupada, giving beautiful. Read that purport. Hear that last lesson. What Prabhupada is saying. So powerful. Even in that state of his body, you know, his consciousness is super. Because he is not affected by the bodily distress. Because he is transcendentally situated. Here is the example of a pure devotee. Me, you, he, she, whole world needs his mercy. Whole world needs his mercy. For him, I may discriminate between white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, but I have seen him. He has no discrimination. He loved everyone. He embraced everyone. That is the nature of a pure devotee. Why I don't love everyone? Because I am not a devotee. Why I hate others? Because my consciousness is filthy. He loved everyone. I have seen, I was amazed by his wonderful qualities, by his wonderful nature. I was amazed. I couldn't believe such a Vaishnava is there on the planet. So, whatever he is saying, he has practiced that to his life. He was like that. When he is prosperous, he knows, I am diminishing the results of my pious activities. And when he is in distress, he knows, I am diminishing the reaction of my impious activities. A devotee is not concerned with enjoyment or distress. He simply desires to execute devotional service. Bhakti. Bhakti means, I don't want anything. I just want the pleasure of Sri Krishna. This is the bhakti. Kapil Dev is describing the third chapter. Bhakti Samar Sindhu is explained very nicely by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and beautiful Parvat, our Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given. But I am so dull, I am not able to understand. This is my misfortune. As it is said by Srila Lochandas Thakur, Samsare majiya rohiliya poriya seipade nahilo as apana karama bhunjiya saman kahe Lochandas. He is describing about these true gods, Nitai Gaur Chandra, Param Karuna Pahud. But then he is saying, I am so unfortunate that my attraction for this Hare Krishna movement is not arising. To whom to be blamed? This is my karma. I think the superintendent of death is punishing me this way. That is not letting me attract it towards this Hare Krishna movement. He's not accusing anyone. Why I am not attracted to the Hare Krishna movement? Why I am not attracted to the devotional service? This is my bad karma. This is my impious activities are keeping me back. Lochandas Thakur was a Mahabhagavat pure devotee, but pure devotees are very humble, very humble. We have to follow their footsteps. By their mercy we can become humble. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that devotional service should be a pratihata. Unchecked by the material conditions of happiness or distress. Sometimes there is going to be happiness, sometimes we are going to be in distress, but devotional service is not checked. I witnessed one happening with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sick. You know, we all know he was sick because of our bad karma. So, I had the opportunity to be his servant. This was 1975 in Vrindavan, Prabhupada's upstairs room. So I gave massage to Prabhupada. I was massaging his lotus feet, his transcendental legs, his transcendental body. And then he said, you go and take rest. I came out. While massaging, he used to fall asleep. So I'm preparing my bed. Putting on the mosquito net took me 15-20 minutes to prepare. Then what I heard, that noise inside. I looked from the window, Prabhupada 10 o'clock sitting on his desk and translating. 10 o'clock. What rest? How much rest he has taken? Then later on, for some reason, he called me in. I availed the opportunity. I said, Prabhupada, you're not feeling well and you didn't take any rest. Whole night he was translating. This is witnessed by my own eyes. I am not telling you some hearsay, you know. No. I witnessed. I heard. I said, Prabhupada, you didn't take any rest. Practically no rest. You are not feeling well. You know what Prabhupada said? He said, Nabayugendra, sometime you will be okay, sometime you will be sick. But in all circumstances, you should keep on serving Krishna. That is your only credit. You don't have any other credit in this material world. Can you imagine his highest consciousness? Even he is sick, no rest. How old he was in 75? Where he started a movement in 66. He was 70, 66, 75. How many years old he was that time? 77. 79 years old. Even in that condition, he's just thinking of serving Krishna. Krishna tests his devotees. When he was here, he was sick. He went back. Again he came back. He had two heart attacks in the ship. He didn't care for his body. Krishna is showing, in all circumstances, my devotee keep on serving me. Follow the footsteps of my such devotees, then you will be delivered. He had two heart attacks in the ship. Did he stop preaching? He came here, so difficult situation. Preaching to the hippies. Most difficult people. They didn't know what to do, what not to do. Then he's sick here. Very difficult situation. He went back, again he came. He's till the end of his life, till he's on the deathbed. Soon he's going to leave his body, he's translating. This is a pure devotee. This is what I witnessed, that he was transcendentally situated. The devotee undergoes process of austerity such as observing Ekadashi and similar other fasting days and refraining from illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus, he becomes purified from the reaction of his past impious life. And because he engages in devotional service, which is the most pious activity, he enjoys life without separate endeavor. Actually, when one who is a devotee, he enjoys, he is very happy. Prabhupada is always happy, always joyous. I have seen that Prabhupada had friend, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Whenever Krishnadas Babaji will come, Prabhupada will enjoy speaking with him. In Mayapur, Krishnadas Babaji used to laugh so much because he was a pure devotee. He was very dear to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very dear to him. Even in last days, Krishnadas Babaji came and he was, you know, when Prabhupada's most pious body was taken for different temples in Vrindavan, Krishnadas Babaji is playing Mardanga. He's very happy. You know, and Krishnadas Babaji came to Vrindavan to leave his body. You know, I was told, one of my God brothers, Babaji has come here. So he knew also. So, all the time happy and smiling, devotees enjoy. Though it may look their body is suffering, but they're in super consciousness. They're in super conscious. And we need that super conscious. And it can only come by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by becoming instrumental to push on this mission. This mission is very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And especially, I mentioned yesterday, book distribution is very dear. Anybody who distributes books, anybody who preach, Prabhupada used to say, you're giving me new life. Why? Because he's concerned of everyone. He is concerned of the whole world. For him, there's no question of Indian, American, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, French, Dutch. Prabhupada was asked this question by one devotee. Prabhupada, what about preaching in the China? Prabhupada said, Chinese will be the last but the best. Now we are seeing Chinese devotees, they are so nice. Unbelievable, I have seen them in Mayapur. So great, so wonderful. This is a prediction of a pure devotee. So we need to become pure. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, comments anybody has, please feel free to ask. Don't keep anything in your mind. If I have made any mistake, correct me. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for nice class.
Sura Prabhu, why are you leaving so quick?
You said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Say again.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, then, I don't want beautiful woman, I don't want wealth, I don't want followers, I don't want... But, you know, in our moment, we have grihastas. In our moment, we have grihastas, we have brahmacharis. And some brahmacharis, they cannot control, they cannot tolerate sexual urge, and they get married. And and after that, they choose some woman, and she can be very beautiful. And how you can put these two together?
How?
You know, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want beautiful woman. We are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does this mean then grihastha has to choose not so much beautiful woman? Or can you say something about that?
These fathers get married. That I understood what he's saying in the last. Lord Chaitanya said, but that brahmachari is not following. What is the fault of Lord Chaitanya? You are free in your action. Like Lord Krishna said in the 18th chapter, itite jnanam akhyatam ghuyat ghuyatram maya bhimrish yetat yeshena jathe chasi tathakuru. Arjuna, I gave you this most confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Now you do what you like to do. He didn't force. Or you have to fight. I explain you everything. I am the Supreme Personality of God. No. Supreme Lord doesn't does that. That is his greatness. Do what you like to do. Jathe chasi tatha karu. Lord said, no woman, no money, no followers. Suppose I am sitting on a seat of a guru. And if I, what you call hunt for many disciples, it's not the mistake of Lord Chaitanya. It's my mistake. My is a material desire. My ulterior motive. If I want woman, Lord Chaitanya is saying no, but still I am independent in my action. Lord Chaitanya says, no money, if I am after money, it's my wrong action. I have to pay for that. As you sow, so shall you reap. Is it clear? No.
Yeah, I understand, but my question is also a little bit precise. When brahmachari choose some woman and get married to this woman, what should be his vision? Because...
Oh, that you have to ask that brahmachari, not me. How I can give you his vision? I don't know what he's thinking in his mind. What is his vision, you know? My dear Sanketan Yagya, what is your name? How I can tell his vision? That is his vision. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I know you're indicating to someone. I have already explained him, and he promised me that he will do his level best. He's quite old, you know, and I will request that Mataji also. You know, he's an old man, 45 years, you know, and not good now to enter to the household life. Very miserable. Anybody is a householder is miserable. Is household life good? He is going against the will of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is your name, Prabhu? Behind? What's not you. Narareshwar Prabhu. Is household life good? Huh?
I would say that it's good as long as it's Krishna conscious.
Yeah. If it's not, first you didn't say that. Exactly. This is the proper answer. Say again. We are not talking about who is guru. We are talking, is a guru's life good or bad? Just a minute. Okay, Nareshwar Prabhu. You understand, we all understand, I understand. If we can become grihastha like Bhakti Vinod, I wish everybody should become. We don't mind, but is there any example of a householder like Bhakti Vinod? Is there any householder that produced a brahmachari who's a son, who's a nestkeya brahmachari? Answer is no. If they can become, wonderful. We need devotees. But when we go to household life, we become Griha Medhi. Tattva Veta, we can say, but very difficult. Householder can also know the Bhakti Vinod Thakur was, a householder, greatest acharya, then thought of the whole world. He is the one who prayed to the Lord for in a future, acharya is going to appear, who is going to take Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Prabhupada is his prayers. He tried his level best to save the world. So we need Krishna's like that. But if you examine Krishna life, very difficult. Very hard, we just keep ourselves busy in our griha and less devotional service, less everything. Good householders, everybody should become. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, if I can produce good children, he mentioned this, you must have read this. You are a BBT trustee. No harm. But unfortunately, sorry to say, it's not happening. This Brahmachari is laughing. Why are you laughing, Brahmachari? So, is it clear, Nareshwar Prabhu? Thank you for your understanding. You're very kind. Any other question? Any Mataji has any question? Thanks and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. So now you're going to change your mind, huh?